Has this ever happened to you?
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator.
Show me curvature.
There are no missing links.
Evolution has never been observed.
The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
The good news is, there is help. I've written a book. Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. I've taken the 100 most common questions and arguments I've heard during my debates and written comprehensive, researched, data-backed responses to all of them. This will be your handbook for dealing with nonsense. From evolution to the Big Bang to young Earth creationism to the flat Earth, it's all right there in the book. The book will be coming out this holiday season, and you can purchase it on BookBaby, a place where writers like me can publish their book and fans like you can purchase it. Keep coming back to get the official release date, which will be coming out in a few weeks, or join my mailing list. The link for that is in the description to this and all my other videos. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you soon. Why do you not believe in evolution?
Because I don't believe that
we came from monkeys.
Yeah, we came from monkeys.
Yeah,
we came from
nothing.
We came from whales.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I've heard stories that we've came from. Bro, these are all science. What do you call it? Theories that we've come from monkeys. We've come from whales.
Okay, so the alternative is you're demanding that I believe that Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy were having sex, and out popped baby Jesus, and he farted, and that's where the universe came from, huh?
I never said anything like that.
And science has never said anything like humans came from whales. So congratulations on your strongman argument.
I've heard that. Have you seen that Mike person on here?
Have I seen that Mike person on here? Mike's evil twin?
He does, never mind. Anyways, he does debates like this, and I've joined it once. He reckons we've come from whales, so...
Yeah, I seriously doubt that anybody who believes in evolution ever told you that, because none of them would say something like that.
Okay, then how did the Earth come?
Do you want to know where the Earth came from or something about evolution? Because one
something
of those...
About evolution. Give me something.
Evolution?
Yep.
Okay, what do you want to know about it? How we know it's true?
Yep.
If evolution were true, it would mean that all life on the planet is related, right?
Yep.
Is that a testable
one thing?
Yep. Is that a testable idea?
It could be.
It is. Do you know how you test it?
It is.
Yep. Do you know how to test it?
Nope.
You just look at the genes, right? That's how you know whether or not two things are related. And to what degree they are related, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all life on this planet shares genes. That means all life on this planet is related. That is proof positive that evolution is true.
Yeah, but the Bible also says that we've come from Adam and Eve.
Yeah, which is how we know the Bible is false.
So that could also relate to evolution as well, because you just stated that we all came from one thing. Adam and Eve were the first people on Earth. Why can't
no,
we all
I
come from
said
them?
That all no. life, when I said all life on this planet is related, I mean all organisms, meaning you are related to trees, and you are because you and trees share genes in common.
What do we have in common?
Genes.
Life?
I ain't never seen a tree wearing Levi's.
Yeah, you have genes in common with every organism on the planet. Everything from bacteria to trees to even this beta down here. Sorry.
Can you tell me how the Earth came to...
That has no bearing on the truth of evolution.
Okay, but I'm asking you, how did the Earth come to being?
That has no bearing on the truth of evolution.
But evolution states that there has to be a beginning, right?
Does what you believe in state that God created the heaven? Does what you believe in state that God created the heavens and the earth?
Yeah.
Okay, I took a shit this morning. Did your God create that?
Obviously not, because you said that you...
Well, then that proves that your creator, your idea about a creator is false. Because if it were true, it would have the ability to explain the dump I took this morning. So apparently it's false.
There's Taco Bell.
There was a lot of blood, but no diarrhea, so it wasn't Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
That proves nothing, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the point. So if I could explain to you where planets come from, but where planets come from has no bearing on whether or not evolution is true. So there we go. I have demonstrated a non sequitur. You caught the non sequitur. Now I need you to understand that what you said earlier was the same thing.
So do you believe we came from monkeys?
Not really. We're definitely related to them.
You see, the sciences, science and the Bible sort of same, share the same things. Sometimes like stuff can be added to it, but I've heard like a lot from both sides, and I don't know, like, you can't say that we came from monkeys, because why are monkeys in the zoo right now? Like, why haven't they evolved?
They did evolve.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I know that you don't know what you're talking about.
No, but like, why haven't they become humans? Like, why aren't they humans like us? Why?
Yeah, so what you think evolution teaches is that a long time ago, all of the life we see today existed, and then some of those life forms turned into us, which is not evolution. The way evolution actually works is, a really long time ago, none of the species that are alive today existed. They all evolved differently. So the monkeys evolved into what they are, and we evolved into what we are. So don't ever ask that question again, because because it's a complete misunderstanding of how evolution works.
So what were we at the start? What does science tell us that we were at the start?
What is we?
That there has to be a start where we were all one thing, and then we evolved into two. So what were we at the start?
Some sort of unicellular organism.
No, now you're just making words up. You can't say that. You have to, there's got to be a evolution thing about it. So what were we at the start?
I answered the question. If you don't like the answer, then that's, I can't
No,
really
no,
help
I like your answer, but like...
No, you don't. Yes, you didn't like, accept the answer.
I did, like...
Why are you still
No,
asking?
You didn't.
You kind of, yeah, but...
Okay.
Wait, so answer me. Like, what did we all start from?
A unicellular organism probably would have resembled an archaea.
So we were just floating in nothing, and then we all decided to come together and then evolve into whatever species we are now?
You're right, that is stupid. What probably happened was Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy were having sex, out popped a baby Jesus, and he farted into a can, and that's where the entire universe came from. You're right, my idea is stupid. Let's go with that idea.
Yeah, Slappy the Magic. Yeah,
look, buddy, here's the really sad thing. What you're doing would be strawmanning, but strawmanning is a tactic that people take. They deliberately construct a bad narrative around, meant to meant to sort of satirize or mock somebody else's position. But what you're doing is you're using 100% of your
point of view.
What you're doing is using 100% of your mental faculties to try to explain what science says, but you understand it so little that what comes out is all of this mixed with, topped with a dollop of, and that is the best you can possibly do at trying to understand the other position is to give arguments that would be straw man's, but you are unironically making these arguments. It's just so completely sad. And I don't think we can actually continue to have a conversation because you don't understand anything that I could possibly tell you.
But I do. What haven't I understood yet?
Anything.
I'm just trying to see
if your lack of ability to explain how it works in any kind of fair terms demonstrates that you don't understand.
But you haven't explained it, and I've asked. You haven't really explained. All you said was like, "Yeah, we."
I gave you proof positive that evolution is true. I gave you proof positive that evolution is true, and then it eventually devolved to this point where you said, so there were just things floating in nothing, and then they decided to become humans. That is such a ridiculously stupid way of framing the counter argument that we can't actually have a discussion on this because you don't know what you're talking about. Or you don't know what I'm talking about is actually kind of the main problem.
Wait, so can you tell me?
If you can ask a question, then I'll try to give you an answer.
Okay. What happened before evolution?
Like on planet Earth or what?
Yeah, what happened to life before then?
Do you know what makes life possible?
Before evolution?
Do you know what life is? What makes life possible? Okay, go ahead and tell
me. Yeah. So it's being able to breathe, being able to live.
Yeah, so, jeez. Can you tell me what makes life possible? The ability to live.
I mean, yeah, it's true.
It's true, but like, I don't know how to go scientifically into it, you know?
Right, so the fundamental unit of life is the cell, and what makes cells alive is what powers the life of cells. Well, it's a bunch of chemical systems within this. Well, the cell is a chemical system. So literally, chemistry powers life. So what produced the first life forms? The same types of chemistry that make life exist today. It's just that before we had replicating cells, those chemical systems were sort of disconnected. But eventually, they got to the point where they sort of exist in this system that I guess we could call a cell, and then those cells they replicate themselves, although replication would have been an aspect that predates the biological cell, and eventually those things started to work together, and then we have the first cells.
But where were these cells I don't know. Like, where were these cells before? Like, why couldn't they happen before they happened? Why couldn't they happen after?
What would that prove? What would the timing of the first cells coming into existence prove?
It proves nothing, but it's just...
Well, then it was a bad question to ask. Do you believe your God created the universe?
I do.
When do you think that happened?
About ages ago, 4 billion years ago, million.
Why didn't it happen 5 billion years ago? If your God is who it claims to be, it could have done it 5 billion years ago.
That's a good way to put it. I give you that.
Yep.
But like, Yeah, you're right. All right. Congrats.
Thank you. Oh, what's that? Oh, my award. Oh, well, I would like to thank literally nobody except for me because I did this all on my own. So thank you. I have an award for you though too.
What's it?
Here you go. This award. Hey, I'll take this what is I can. Where I'll you can put can. all of your arguments. They can go right in here because what you produced was a big steaming pile of. That's right. That's right. All right. Good night.